Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, yo, this your boy, Benny the Butcher, and you're listening to the Complex Sports Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your man, Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, the only sports podcast that matters. As always, I'm joined by Adam Caparella and my man, Zion. Fellas, how we doing on this cool Wednesday?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, oh, Lord.
Cool Wednesday, huh?
Hunkering down.
Hunkering down, yeah. Everybody, I hope everybody is safe. It's a fucked up world out here. Hopefully we can distract, not that, and people should ignore what is going on, but, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit of distraction. Fellas, we got a good one. And Zion, Adam, should we have Benny the Butcher on.
We have real hip hop on the podcast.
Should we have brought up that the interview is very good. We talked about the Bills. Obviously, Benny's a diehard Bills fan. Should we have brought up Zion's comments about Benny?
We could have, but we decided to hold.
What comments did I have?
The Slack
have
channel.
Have you been fully complimentary in your life of the Griselda?
No, Adam just no. Who asked me? Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose asked you if Jalen for Migos or Benny.
Migos or Griselda?
Yes.
And egregiously, you picked Migos.
Yes. If we look at the all-time body of work and the impact on the music game, disgraceful. Yes, Migos. I'm going to pick Migos.
Disgraceful answer.
That's not a disgraceful answer. If you want to take recent, if you want to probably take recent stuff. Migos
it's gotta
trash
be
recent.
It's gotta be Griselda if you take recent.
But you're taking all time impact. Migos is not even on that's a different
you
level.
Show some goddamn respect to the new Wu-Tang,
no,
okay?
You need to research on your culture. You need
no,
to
you need to intro. Research, pal.
You didn't
okay,
even know the intro to Chief Griselda. Keith. You didn't know the intro to Keith Chief Chief Keith Love Sosa.
I told
come
you,
on,
Chief
bro.
Chief
come
Keith on, is not in my rotation, okay?
Okay. Oh okay. But so it's our Thursday pod, but we did have to bring Benny through because he's such a big Bills fan. And guys, talking to him about the Bills was great. He's like a diehard fan.
Yeah, which is sad because he experienced four straight Super Bowls that he all lost. And they're in the weird part of New York. Not really New York, but
let's not disrespect.
It is New York.
We have Buffalo listeners. We have Buffalo listeners. Let's not disrespect anybody.
No disrespect, but Buffalo, when we say New York, nobody's including Buffalo.
Isn't it the capital? Isn't Buffalo the capital of New York?
Nope, no, you are lost. That's Albany, pal.
did you go to school?
what the fuck is Albany? What is Albany?
You know geography?
What is Albany?
Albany's the state capital.
I don't even no one lives in Albany.
But yes, but, New York is the city. The city.
It was fun talking to Benny. We talked about some rap shit. We talked about the Bills. He's going Saturday. He's sitting next to Cuomo in a box, so that's going to be cool. We do our picks later, but let's get to the Benny interview. I've never seen Adam smile so much.
So giddy.
It was great to have a hip-hop legend on, yes.
He was smiling ear to
everything.
Ear. Yeah. Adam makeup, took a shower, got his hair done.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It was relax. Yeah.
Adam got almost excited for Benny as Zion did for his call the other day from Boo.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. On that note, let's get to our Benny the Butcher interview. Huge shout out, Benny the Butcher joining us. Your Bills, man. We got to talk about them. You got the Bills anthem out. You got a merch collab. You're putting on for Buffalo. Has it ever been a better time to be a Bills fan?
They did go to four Super Bowls, Chops.
They didn't win one.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? To Bills fans, yes, it has been, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of us didn't get to enjoy the Bills at that time. You know, a lot of us was kids, and you know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably wasn't even alive, so it's new beginnings, and there's new experiences for new Bills fans.
Definitely. So what's it mean for you to get to kind of, like, literally work with the team? You know, like the merch collab, you got the song, you know, you're fully embedded in kind of everything they're doing.
I mean, it's a dream come true, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a real diehard Bills fan. I stuck with the team through the ups and the downs and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it feels good.
All right, Benny. So all-time favorite Bills player. There's a lot of Hall of Famers. There's some legends. But if you're a diehard Bills fan, who is your favorite?
I got to go Jim Kelly, Eric Molds, you know what I'm saying? Even O.J. Simpson. Even O.J. Simpson. The juice is on the loose, man. You got to go O.J., man. Can't forget O.J., but Thurman, Bruce Smith, man. That's a whole bunch of them dudes, man, who came and they fought for the team and they represented the city.
Yeah, as a Jets fan who's a little bit older than some of these other guys, I remember the Bills beating the shit out of the Jets in the early 90s with the Thurman Thomas teams, the Jim Kelly teams, the defense, the guys wearing the Zubaz, you know, long-sleeve shirts and stuff like that. Those teams absolutely destroyed the Jets and were annoying as hell to deal with. So, yeah, that 4-year run of the Super Bowl was really agonizing for a lot of AFC East fans, and we were very happy to see the Bills suffer through about a decade and a half of malaise.
Yeah, some things never changed, man. I feel sorry for you, Jets.
Oh no, it's been deplorable. It's been a deplorable existence being a Jets fan. So yeah, enjoy the success while you can.
So
nah, man, we love it.
So let's get this out the way. Are you do you consider the Bills New York's team?
I guess, you know what I'm saying? I guess if everybody, if y'all want to share them, if the whole state want to share them.
I don't want to share them.
It is a Western New York thing, but the fact is that we the only team that plays in New York State. So we kind of is New York State.
It is accurate.
Zion's a Giants fan here, but Zion, y'all play in New Jersey, like Benny just said.
Right.
No, but the Giants are closer to the heart of New York City than the Bills are.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. So that's why Western New York, we take the Bills and y'all can have the Giants. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Y'all there take those dudes, man.
What is the energy? I don't know if you're going or not. Obviously, it's weird with COVID and everything, but are you going?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there.
What's
I got the, box seats.
You got the co-sign from Andrew Cuomo?
Next to the governor.
Cuomo? Oh, he's going to be next
to the governor.
Oh, wow. Man. Okay.
So what's it going to be like? Because I've heard Cuomo might get thrown through a table on Saturday.
But yo, you know, the whole team, everybody who gone, we had our COVID test today. You know what I'm saying? So we ready. It's gonna be organized. You know, the stadium hold like 80,000 people, and they got it down to like 6,700. So I'm pretty sure it's something the staff can handle. So it's gonna pretty much be an easy day. I know the season ticket holders, they the ones who gonna be in the building, and I'm pretty sure the players is going to be happy to see the fans in there. You got to think about, like, for the rookies who never played a professional game with fans in the building.
Yeah.
And this is going to be like Stephon Diggs. He's brand new to the Bills. He never played in front of Bills fans, you know? So this is going to be like brand new for Stephon, who had a monster year, you know?
Right. Who had a monster year, man. You know, some people say it's like, do they think, you know, the team don't need the fans because they did good without the fans? I think it's a mind thing.
Yeah.
I just want to be there to be somewhat a part of it.
Is there going to be any table slamming or anything? Do you think Bills fans going to get a little, you know, got to act up a little bit?
What's the parking lot scene going to be like, Benny? We need to know about that.
They said it was no tailgating. So that means like, that means people going to go to jail maybe because people are not trying to hear no tailgating. Nobody want to hear no tailgating.
Can we get your official prediction for the game for this wild card weekend?
Okay, I got the Bills versus the Colts, the Bills at home. I'm taking the Bills 38-24, the Bills. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So to cover, I don't know if you're into
the – Oh, all right. The Bills chain out.
There we go. I don't know if you're into the whole gambling thing, but that would mean the Bills cover, which would make a lot of people happy, I think.
Yeah, because you got to put up some points. You come here. Come with us.
So do you think y'all can really beat the Chiefs, though?
Yeah. You don't think so? See, look, let me explain – Let me explain this. The teams, the playoff teams are teams that get better. You know what I'm saying? They're teams that get better, not teams that digress. And we've been playing stronger and stronger. And you know what I'm saying? And I feel like our defense stepped up in the last couple months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be a good one. I feel like it's the Chiefs to lose because they're the champions. But, you know, they would hate to have to see us. You know what I'm saying? I believe that.
Were you always a Josh Allen believer? Because – not everybody was, I don't think, but were you on board?
Excuse me, Chops. You aren't a Josh Allen believer, so
there's been skeptics, but were you a Josh Allen believer from day one, Benny?
Yeah, because like I say, it's like, yo, as people could see, as people starting to realize, I'm really a diehard Bills fan. Like, yeah. I done been at the games in a blizzard, me and my mom, like, crazy in the cold. Like, we spending, like, $300-$400 on gear just to stay warm for the game. So when he, so we had a, we got a bad, like, we got a bad track record of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So when he come in, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing about Buffalo Bills fans, man, we optimistic because we've been having so many bad seasons. So it's like, as he come in, we looking for good things. We looking for things that we like. We're not looking for like, oh, he's a bum. So we looking for things that, you know what I'm saying, that we could build off of. And I realized he had it. What I realized about him, even though he wasn't as accurate last season, even though he wasn't as, his football IQ wasn't up, but what he did, he wasn't careless with that ball, and I liked that. He was never careless with that ball. He really didn't turn the ball over. So I'm like, we could work with him. We could build off that. Now he got his accuracy up. Now he like a MVP candidate, so we good.
He was, but he had a suspect performance in that Texans playoff game last year.
Yeah, yes, he did. Yes, he did, and I feel like he learned from that. You know, I was there. You know, they gave me the drop.
You went down to Houston.
Yep, you were there, yep.
Yeah, they gave me the Jordan crying face after that game. So, like I said, I live and die with the team. You know what I mean?
You're invested. So, obviously, with the Bills, you got to talk about the Patriots. How good did it feel that the Patriots just sucked this year? Like, that team just wasn't good.
It felt good, but, you know, we want time, man. We want time. That's what we want.
Yeah. It didn't feel as real.
It felt good, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's like beating a little brother up. Like, we want big bro. You know what I'm saying? Where he at? Tell him to come outside.
Okay. Any other – when did your Bills – I know you've talked about this before, but give the audience just like a little – the Bills fan. And when did you really become like diehard, do you think? Like at what point were you like this is like what I'm really into, you know?
Around the 90s when we was having our like our glamorous years, because a lot of people my age first memory of the Bills is being at a Super Bowl party. I remember all the kids was upstairs and we was in the projects, we was playing Super Nintendo, and all the grown-ups was downstairs and they was at the, and they was going crazy over the game, you know what I'm saying? And it's a cultural thing. My mom always beat that in my head, like the Bills fan and Jim Kelly this and Jim Kelly that. So it was like, it was passed down to me. So, you know what I'm saying? I took pride in it. And, you know, we from Buffalo. We don't got a national basketball team or nothing like that. You know what I mean? The college school's not that big here, even though they are D1. So we was looking for something to hold on to and cling on to. You know what I'm saying? So it been the Bills for me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I got to ask this question. You talked about Bills fans being optimistic. Mm-hmm. That is the exact opposite of Jets fans. We are mostly pessimistic and hate on the organization for very valid reasons. So why are Bills fans so optimistic and you actually have a good perspective and want to build up this team? Whereas Jets fans, we tend to want to tear the team down or tear down the players for performing like
okay,
shit.
For one, y'all New Yorkers. You know what I'm saying? For one.
Exactly, yes.
y'all city slickers.
Excellent. The pessimism is baked into right
there. Cynicism and pessimism comes with being a New Yorker. So that's
for valid, one, yes. It's like that. And, you know, and for... And trust me, that one Super Bowl, it does a lot. You know what I'm saying? So even though it was a long time ago in the 70s, man, y'all reached the pinnacle before. So, you know what I mean? And y'all come from a competitive city, whereas though the Giants have been, you know what I'm saying, been getting chips right in front of y'all. So it's like y'all patience is kind of like running thin. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's zero patience.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, zero. We just got more patience than y'all. That's it.
I admire that.
Benny, you know, Adam here, he did a list of the best Griselda rap references, sports rap references. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about before you joined, you guys got some great hockey references.
Yes, we do.
Too.
You got great boxing references. You have great football references. You have great basketball. Like, you guys have, in my opinion, the best sports rap references in the game, bar none. So, you know, I laid out 15 of them. There's different ones that I really enjoy. But which one's your favorite?
Think it's a game until I Patrick Kane somebody, homie, that's sliding through with a stick shooting one by the goalie. Got to be my favorite one right there.
He did the
that's
Patrick
what
Kane
Adam
one,
literally
yes.
said. He literally said.
Because it's hockey.
That to me one is hockey. Yeah, that to
do
me
do you watch hockey?
Do I? Come on, man. I'm from Buffalo. We watch anything Buffalo. We watch the Buffalo Bandits.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's like it's lit this season. And you know, the shout out to Pagulias. They own the Buffalo Bills and they own Sabres. So we are friends of both teams. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Patrick Kane one is like next level because you don't get very many hockey. I'm not a hockey fan, but the hockey reference is very next level for hip hop and rap. So I mean,
that's the first time Patrick Kane has ever been mentioned in a rap the first, song.
Let me give a secret. Patrick Kane is from Buffalo.
Yep. I know.
I mean, so for him to, I just wanted to shout him out for him. Like he won a Stanley Cup and he brought it downtown and it was a building that wasn't done getting, that wasn't finished getting built yet. So it looked like a skeleton and he was hanging out the building with the cup, man. That was fire. That was fire.
Yeah. That's amazing. So 2021, Griselda, what you guys obviously have some of the best work ethic in the game. So what can we expect from you guys and just from yourself? Over the next year, you know, months, year.
Definitely. I know Conway's about to drop. Wes about to drop. I'm about to drop. So, man, people can expect the same thing, man. Just at a higher intensity. You know what I'm saying? I want to do more work with, like, I want me and Conway to like do more like work where we just meshing together, because that's how we came up. You know what I mean? And just people just got so busy and focused on other things. But I feel like he sharpened me the best. And I feel like he would say the same about him. I'm one of the guys who was sharp with him. So I'm really just to dive into that. And that's something that we kind of been putting off. So, man, I want to definitely get a Benny Conway project this year.
Maybe. What about produced by Hit-Boy, the whole thing? What about that? Because you know people love that.
That'd be fire. But if that happened, you would have like dudes like Alchemist and Derrick are looking like, what's going on here?
Right?
Like, let me get some of that.
People looking fun. You know, we're complex, so we have to ask about the Drake collab. We have to. We're like contractually obligated. We're a sports podcast, but we're like we would get in trouble if we didn't ask about the Drake collab.
Man, you know, like I said, I sent Drake a song. He sent me a song and told me to put a verse on it for his album. I sent that back, and he sent me a verse for me to put on for my album, and I got that. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how this industry is. Some songs never see the light of day, but we definitely talked about these songs coming out, and like, nobody haven't got heard the record yet, but it haven't been no space for me to release the record. Remember, my last album was all produced by Hit-Boy, and this record wasn't produced by Hit-Boy, so it ain't like I could throw it on there. And my next album, which was done before Burton the Proof, is Plugs I Met Too, and it's all produced by Harry Frost, so it's not like a slot on there. So first available slot that people can get that record, like I'm pushing for that record to drop.
Do you prefer to do that all one producer for your whole project type thing? Is that something you like to lock into?
It's fun, and I get a lot out of it. I get a lot out of the producers when I do it like that. Even when I don't do it like that, like Tanner Talk 3 was Derringer, Alchemist, and Plugs I Met 1 was Derringer, Alchemist, and DJ Shay, and they all work together. So I just like working with like a unit where like I'm only doing half the job when I'm just showing up. I'm just rapping, and Hit-Boy or Derringer, Alchemist, DJ Shay, God bless the day, they just taking all the other duties off my hands, and I'm just focused on rapping. When you lock in with a producer, it's like Harry looking at this project as his project too. Hit-Boy looked at that project as his project too. So I definitely look like for you know what I mean, for the producers to take bigger responsibility in my projects.
Gotcha.
And were there any sports references on that track?
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Because Drake is known for dropping his own sports references, but yours are next level.
Yeah.
I got some more coming up, too. I'm going to overload with sports references this year, too.
Good. We'll have to update our list, then.
So, before we get you out of here, if the Bills do go to the Super Bowl, say they win the Super Bowl, what do you guys got planned? Because I know you're already thinking about it.
If the Bills win the Super Bowl, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, nobody know. Like, I might – like, it's crazy. Like, I can't even – fathom that, you know what I'm saying?
But you'll go down to Tampa. The Super Bowl is down in Tampa. If the Bills make the Super Bowl, you'll go to Tampa.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going wherever. If they play,
I'm just asking. I mean, we're in a pandemic. I'm just
if
asking.
They playing on Myers, I'm going. I'm getting my COVID test and I'm going to Myers. It don't matter where they at.
That's dedication.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Benny, we thank you so much. We wish the Bills luck.
Thank you.
It's a little bit of luck.
Adam, Monica, a hater.
They could get the second spot of top New York teams. It'd be the Giants, the Bills, and then, you know, the Jets.
Man, after we get this, that's chip, man, we don't want to hear nothing, man. We big uncle now. We the big uncle.
Oh, word? Nah, we got four, bro. We got four. Remember, you got to get three more.
But no team is ever going to go four times in a row. Not even Brady couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So respect the four-time AFC champs in a row, man. Respect that. It's never going to happen again.
I can't respect if they lost all four.
Yeah, it's a good and bad record to have.
All right, man, y'all talking about this Bills.
It's like a yin and yang.
Y'all stressing me out, man.
He pulled out the Henny.
Get nervous.
Benny, we appreciate y'all. You're going to have a great time. slam Cuomo through a table for us. I'm just joking.
No, tell them to roll the vaccine faster. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I say. As soon as people take these vaccines, we can get back on the road and get back to work. I'm going to start putting them in people. Henny, liquor, sandwiches, pizza.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Shit.
Yes, thank Amen. You. That sounds like a better like on my merch site, we got from the government.
Buy a hoodie, right, two vaccines free. Whatever I got to do,
man. Perfect.
There we go. Go check out your Bills merch is available on their site. Yeah. Your Bills
Shop One Buffalo right now. The Buffalo Bills Benny merch is on Shop One Buffalo. The Bills Mafia anthem. It's on YouTube, on the Bills YouTube page, man. It's just trying to create good energy for the city.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful,
amazing, man. Thank you. Good luck to the Bills Saturday.
Yes, sir. Yep. Thank you. Thanks, appreciate
Benny.
You.
Thanks, Benny.
Yes, sir.
That was awesome. Benny, I love it. I love when we have rappers who, you know, are into sports on this podcast. That was a lot of fun to talk to. Adam was giddy as hell.
Shout out to Chops for pulling that off.
Yes. Well done, pal.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Benny's welcome. Should we go to Tampa if the Bills make the Super Bowl?
You will.
Why? Who cares?
I would. We were at the Super Bowl last year. We're not going to the Super Bowl this year, Zion?
Is there a pandemic?
Kind of.
Okay.
If you're trying to catch COVID, Florida's about the best place to go. So,
yeah,
that is true. Man.
They don't mask.
And considering it was passing around Miami last year, where you probably got it anyway, either that or Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah. Why do you think I got the antibodies, buddy? Where do you? Yeah, life comes full circle, buddy. But no, that was awesome. Benny's great. Much love to his Bills, but he gave his picks, so I guess it's, you know, our time to give our picks, guys. So let's do it. Let's jump into super wild card weekend and talk some football. It's not just wild card weekend. Super wild card weekend.
Extra games.
I'm surprised the NFL didn't have it sponsored.
Six games. Six wild card games. You guys ready?
The Browns' final game of the season.
I mean, yes.
Sir.
Yes.
We'll be hearing from Chops the next couple weeks.
I mean, we got fucked over. What do you want me to say?
No,
explain.
He's already making excuses. So let's just wait till we get to the picks.
That's the last game we do because it's the last game. But I broke it down for Adam yesterday, and Adam agreed with me. So
a little bit,
because you didn't understand the full scope of it. But okay, so let's get to our picks. Yeah, let's do it. Super wild card weekend. Let's go. First game, we call this the Houston Texans 1 o'clock Saturday game, even though the Houston Texans aren't. Real quick about the Houston Texans. They can't do anything right. Deshaun Watson, they hire a GM and he immediately tweets some things don't change, or that man just signed a contract.
And free Deshaun Watson.
My thing is, why'd you sign the extension, Deshaun?
Money.
You would sign an extension,
but he's going to be impossible. You can't get traded now. You can't get traded.
Have you not learned anything from modern pro sports?
Yeah.
It's get the money, sign the contract, and then create drama and get your ass out of town.
But it's harder to get traded in the NFL with the dead cap and everything. It's not as
100%
easy.
100% it is. It's hard to get traded in the NFL.
That cap money and everything. That's why Carson Wentz, people are like, they're going to trade him. It's almost impossible to trade that Carson Wentz contract because of the dead money, the dead cap money.
Although Carson Wentz allegedly was at the U.S. Capitol today.
Oh.
Are you serious?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Adam just loves trying to get us canceled.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, no, Carson Wentz shut up.
Carson Wentz about to sue the fuck
out. Relax, you two. Jesus Christ.
All right, so the first game, Bills-Colts in Buffalo. Bills Mafia is allowed in the stadium.
Governor Cuomo will be in the building.
Supreme Commander Cuomo allowed people into the stand, so congrats on that. Maybe not.
Governor Cuomo might get slammed through a table.
It's Supreme Commander Cuomo.
Don't steal my thing about Supreme Leader Goodell.
Well, Cuomo actually has power compared to Goodell, but that's a different topic.
That's what you think. What are we thinking here? The spread right now, the last spread I saw is 6.5 point Bills favorites. Adam, you
six
go first.
And a half.
It is 6.5 right now.
6.5, yeah.
All right, where to begin? Obviously, Buffalo, as we talked about on Tuesday's podcast, is arguably, or maybe actually inarguably, the hottest team in the NFL right now. They're on a massive roll. And I don't see any reason why you would pick against the Bills right now, considering that Buffalo has won its last six games by an average of 19.8 points. And again, Supreme Commander Andrew Cuomo is allowing Bills Mafia into the stands, which they've been kept out for the entire season. And then a stat I'll give you guys real quick, again, to hammer home why I'm taking the Bills. In their last nine January games on the road, the Colts are just 2-7 straight up and against the spread away from the warm and friendly confines of Lucas Oil Stadium. Colts always come out of the gate hot, but the Bills have been much hotter, and the Colts usually wither away in the second half. 6.5 points for the home favorites, I think, is easy enough to lay. Roll with the Bills.
Zion, what you picking?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much broke it down. I think the Bills are the hottest team in the NFL right now. So I would pick the Bills. The safe pick is the Bills. But the Colts won't lay down. I don't think they will lay down.
You know what's giving me just a little – I think the Bills win, but you know what's giving me a little bit of pause about this, Adam, is over the past 4 weeks, Jonathan Taylor has been very, very good for the Colts. And if the Bills have one weakness, their rush defense is their weakness. They give up a lot of yards on the ground. And Jonathan Taylor has been I think he had 200 yards last game, and he's been running very, very well for the Colts. I think the Bills win, but I'm going to take the Colts plus 6.5 here. I think it's closer than people think.
Okay.
I think Josh Allen still has a little bit of crazy in him. We saw that playoff game last year where he's like flipping the ball around.
Yeah, what about these 16 games, though? He's an MVP.
That's a different Josh Allen.
I know, but I think the playoffs are different. I just think that the Colts have some good talent on defense. I just think it's closer than a touchdown game. I think the Colts keep it a little closer. Maybe like a 4 or 5 point win.
All right, bonus selection. What are we doing, you and I, in the over-under?
I would take – the total is 52.
It's come down to 50.5.
I'd take the over if it's 50.5. Then
I would lean towards the over as well.
I would take – going to be a lot of points. The Bills put up points. I think the Colts can reasonably keep up with them. Your man is this your man Philip Rivers' last football game in the NFL?
Last football game with the Colts.
Okay, so he's going
to
be on the
Winnipeg. I think somehow, some way, he'll still find him. He has 17 kids to take care of, so he needs to make money.
He's going to be in the CFL next year?
Well, if the CFL comes back, I mean, that thing may be done for history.
Oh, well. Okay. Let's move on. Second game on Saturday. Rams-Seahawks. Seahawks -4. We have no idea if Goff is playing. It doesn't sound like it from what I'm picking up. Right? It doesn't sound like
it's not. It's not trending in that direction.
So how is this only -4? What do they know that we do not know? What do they know? If there's no Goff, this should be much higher, right? What are we missing here?
Did the Seahawks struggle with the Rams defense?
You're forgetting the Seahawks have been a little underwhelming this year, number one.
They have,
number one. And number two, the Rams have an incredible defense.
Yeah, but is John Wofford scoring points?
Well, does John Wofford throw a worse football than Jared Goff?
Yes. Yes, it's John Wofford. He played his first
game. Debatable. He threw some okay balls last week.
Again, I don't know. Seattle -4. That's you have to take it. I'm confused. Where's the money going? Is all the money is on Seattle?
Right now, it's actually pretty evenly distributed. Right now, you have about 60% of the bets coming in the Seahawks, and you actually have an even distribution of money on both sides right now, which, again, it's a little surprising. You think more
so support. I feel like I'm missing something, but that makes me want to take the Rams, Adam.
You're not
because
wrong,
I feel like I'm missing out on something.
That's fine, but also I will counter you with, if you do some line shopping, you can find the number at 3. So if you get the Seahawks at -3, I feel a lot better than that.
3?
Yes. It's come down, yeah.
Russell Wilson at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I have a scintillating stat for you. Ready for it? First one on the podcast. LA is 4-10 against the spread in its last 14 road games up in Seattle.
I thought they were good against the Seahawks.
Not up in Seattle.
Okay, so give me Seattle. That's easy. Give me Seattle.
Absolutely. Seattle -3 is the pick.
I got a stat for you. I got a scintillating stat.
Uh-oh.
The Rams have gave up 17 pass TDs this whole season. Four of them came to Josh Allen in one game. So they've given up 13, and they've only given up one to the Seahawks. So if the Seahawks can't throw in the – if the Seahawks can't throw the ball, not only could it be a close game, they could lose the game. So
this one's tough because the Seahawks have looked so bad on offense the past, like, month. Russell Wilson has literally fallen off a cliff the past month. I haven't seen one DK Metcalf highlight. You could tell me he doesn't have a catch the last month, and I believe you because I haven't seen
his last highlight was him stiff-arming James Bradbury, and James Bradbury was making a very good play on him. Like, that was the last highlight I've seen. But
yeah. Are you going with the Rams?
Because there's going to have to be an upset this weekend. I'll go with the Seahawks. I'll go with the Seahawks just to be safe. Just because I don't know that QB. I didn't even watch him last week on the Rams. So I'd go with the Seahawks to be safe.
The Rams are going to win. We're all picking the Seahawks, so the Rams are going to win. That's what this is. But
well, we all just picked the Bills.
I took the Colts in the spread, but okay. So I don't feel good about this one. I do not like this game.
All right, what are we doing with the total?
42.5. I take the under.
Yeah, the under has hit in 12 of LA's last 16 games, and the under was 7-1 in Seattle's final 8 games, and it would have hit in 8 straight games if not for that bonkers finish against the 49ers. So I think the under here is the obvious play.
This screams like 17-13 type game.
Pretty much.
Otherwise, a very boring game, but, you know, we'll also watch. Primetime game, the game that the New York Giants should have been hosting, Zion.
Disgrace.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Washington. This is up to 8, Adam, right?
It is, yes.
Tom Brady struggled against good defenses this year, guys.
What's his kryptonite?
Washington struggled against every defense this year.
I mean, I'm not saying Washington can keep up with them scoring-wise, but wait, Adam, what's Tom Brady's kryptonite?
Well, I mean, it's a kryptonite of every good quarterback. Consistent, really good pass rush, and that's what the Washington football team has.
Yeah, and the Buccaneers don't really have a run game to battle that. What are you picking, Adam? You go first.
Is Mike Evans healthy?
Mike Evans, it looks like he's going to play. I don't know if he's healthy, but healthy enough, you know.
72% of the money is coming in on the Buccaneers, which you kind of would figure because they are riding a 4-game winning streak coming into the weekend.
But who did they play? They played the Falcons 2 in those games. They played the Lions.
Yeah, and three of those victories, you know, they covered by double digits, and that's nice. But again, the competition, I don't think the Washington football team is a big step up in competition, obviously, because of their record in the shitty NFC East that they resided in. But if you're going to give me 8.5 points, which you can line shop and get at 8.5 for the home team, that has a pass rush that can annoy and blitz and just make Tom Brady's life a living hell. He can look as bad and statuesque as Alex Smith will on the other side of the ball, and therefore I will take the 8.5 points.
Whoa.
Give
me the Washington football team.
8.5 is a lot, and it sounds like the Tyler Heineke, whatever the hell that guy's name
Heineken.
Is. Like, they're already talking about he might have to split snaps.
Wait. He said Tom Brady in the playoffs – is as statuesque. Basically, you're saying.
I said he can look as statuesque moving around that pocket.
Basically, you said
as
that
Alex
Tom
Smith.
Brady can look as bad as Alex Smith
when he has consistent pass rush.
No,
coming down his throat.
Not even when he pause. Not even when he has a consistent
grow pass the fuck rush. Up.
No.
Yes.
Not even when he has a consistent pass rush down his back. We'll say back. Can he look like Alex Smith? Alex Smith, Adam?
Yes, pal.
Alex Smith.
When Chase Young is sacking him 3 times, and again, the Washington football team is making his life a living in the pocket. Times.
He's still going to get 40 passes off.
I think that Antonio Brown has unlocked a short passing game for the Buccaneers that is going to win them this game.
By how many points?
They win by 14. I'm taking the Bucs to cover. I think we're giving a little too much credit to the Washington defense. I get Chase Young. I get the pass rush.
I think that
Washington offense is going to get turned over and give Brady and them some easy opportunities to score. Give me the Buccaneers
did not
to cover.
Look like, they did not look like that defense did not look like world beaters against
Jalen Hurts was moving on him. Jalen Hurts can move on him. Like they're not playing.
Well, Jalen Hurts is also kind of mobile, and Tom Brady needs a walker to get around.
But Jalen Hurts also had no weapons playing.
Yeah,
that too. That's fair.
Tom Brady has all the weapons.
Like Antonio Brown has unlocked that dink and duck game that Brady like mastered.
The most annoying goddamn game. Yeah,
they brought it back. Yeah. It's effective, and Bruce Arians has found it again because the problems with the Bucs were they were just going deep. And it wasn't working, but now that they've unlocked Godwin and Brown and kind of that intermediate, I think it's really unlocked something for the Bucs. So I think If they played the Giants, I think it would have been a really good game. I don't think this is going to be a good game.
Adam made me protect Tom Brady.
Right? That's nuts. Zion's been shitting on Tom Brady all year, and now you just got him to switch.
I thought Tom Brady was washed, pal.
He is washed, but he's not Alex Smith half a leg washed.
Yeah, bro.
Alex Smith ain't that far away.
No, he's far away, bro.
He ain't that far away. Chase Young's going to be knocking him down every other pass attempt. He ain't that far away.
I worry about Alex Smith every time he's on a football field.
You hold your breath every time the ball snaps.
I feel like he's not going to make it out of there.
You worry his leg is going to snap like a twig.
Yeah. So what are we? I'm on Bucks. You're on Washington.
I'm going to take the Washington football team.
Bucks for me.
You're on Bucks. The total, Adam, is?
Total right now is 40. I'm seeing it either 44.5 or 45. I'm leaning under.
I'm leaning under too, but I could probably be talked into the over. Okay. So that doesn't really answer anything. All right, Sunday games. This is, I think, the best game of the weekend, guys. Ravens-Titans rematch. Lamar going for revenge, going for his first playoff win. Ravens are 3-point favorites on the road, guys. Wow. I'm kind of surprised about this. Wow. Tennessee defense obviously isn't what it usually is, what they've been come to expect under Vrabel, but that offense is very good. Derrick Henry is very, very good right now. He's playing better than anybody. Ryan Tannehill doing his thing. Zion, you go first. What are you thinking here? What's up with your man Lamar? Does he get revenge?
Well, number one, I do got to say I did call Derrick Henry getting really hot a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
On fire. But you know me, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Lamar Jackson in the flesh. Big trust. Whoop, whoop.
Whoa, whoa.
Big trust. They're going to get revenge this year, man.
On the road?
They have to. Like, this is a legacy-defining moment for Lamar. Not to define his whole career, but if he fails this game, the slander is going to be unmatched for the next 5 years, unless he wins the Super Bowl, because he can't get out of the playoffs. He needs this game as much as anybody else.
Adam, what are you thinking?
I think the whole revenge factor narrative is completely overrated, but I get it. It's an easy one to talk about and write about and to bring
up. I mean, Lamar came on this podcast in June and said that
he
basically said they weren't ready for the Titans and they overlooked them last time.
I know, but
so
that's like June.
You know that's in their mind.
I get that to a degree, but I think when you come down to it, it's like who has the better team, who has the defense that can make the necessary stops, and the Titans don't. They're dead last.
Well, you know the Titans beat this Ravens team already.
I get that, but still, if you look at the stats overall, they were dead last in pressure rate in the NFL, dead last in sacks, and among the worst defenses in football overall, and one of the worst defenses against the pass, and middling against the run.
Here's the thing. They're not good against the pass. You don't need to be particularly good against the pass against the Ravens.
I'll give you that, but again, I think Lamar is a little bit of an underrated passer, in my opinion, but I just... I'm going to throw out the revenge factor. I'm going to pick who's been a little bit hotter down the stretch, the Ravens. Who has the worst defense, the Titans. And what does Lamar do against bad defenses? He usually spanks them, or at least, you know, performs the way most good QBs do.
But you're saying the revenge factor is just not playing into it, is just false. The players will tell you themselves that this
that's fine, but I'm not factoring into my handicapping.
Okay. You know, the Titans got up on that stage and made fun of Lamar, Mark Ingram, with the whoop, whoop.
Okay.
Derrick King Henry, whoop, whoop. Like,
that's completely fine. And that may be in the heads of some other people. I'm not factoring that into my handicap.
I know Marcus Peters definitely taking this game.
It's pretty crazy that Mark Ingram doesn't even really play for the Ravens anymore. Yeah, he's been inactive. You know, he's not that good. J.K. Dobbins is like the guy for the Ravens now, you know, like,
yeah.
So
Mark Ingram's just not
that I'm, good. I'm swerving you guys. I'm taking the Titans. I think they're at home. I think I think the Ravens defense isn't that great as we've come to expect. I think Tannehill, King Henry, I think they get it done. And yeah, I think Lamar, I think it's another
playoff
loss.
He just wants to see Lamar fail.
No, here's the thing. I don't think this is going to be on Lamar. I think the Titans are just going to put up more points. I think it's going to be a shootout. Take the over. Adam, what's the total at right now?
Total right now, 54.5.
I would hammer the over. I would, unless there's weather issues.
I mean, 70% of the bets, are coming in on the over. So a lot of people loving that.
Unless there's weather issues in Tennessee, I would hammer the over. I like it a lot. I think it's going to be close, but You're giving me the Tennessee Titans who went to the AFC Championship game last year as 3-point underdogs at home. I got to take that. How could I not take that?
I don't love 3.5. Again, if you can line shop and get it at 3, I prefer that for the
3.5. Yeah, give me. I got to take
a home team, a home playoff team, in a somewhat evenly matched up situation. You'd have.
Yeah, these teams are pretty even. It's not like there's a big difference between them. I don't think.
But I just don't trust the Tennessee defense, so I'm going to lay the 3 points. I'm going to take it at 3, where I can get it. So I will lay 3.
If Lamar loses this game. It's going to be bad. That's all. That is true. Yeah, you were right about that.
I said it's going to be bad.
That's going to be bad. Even if it's not his fault and he balls out, you got to win. Yeah. You have to win.
Yeah. You got to win. You have to.
Yeah. All right. Second game on Sunday. Adam, are you going to be watching this game on Nickelodeon? Have you ever watched the Nickelodeon channel before?
The last time I watched Nickelodeon, Inspector Gadget was on.
Inspector Gadget. So,
yes. Google that, kids.
I know what it is.
Also, Salute Your Shorts was the best Nickelodeon show.
What?
All right.
How young are you?
Nothing.
Two?
Nothing.
I know Young Zion's a child, but Chop.
Did you even watch all that and Kenan and Kel growing up?
Of course,
up?
I watched all that.
That's okay. Cap.
Did you ever watch Hey Dude?
Guts and Hidden Temple
show. Legends of the Hidden Temple is the best game show of all time.
Those are the two best Nickelodeon shows. The reason we're talking about this.
I'm talking about Nickelodeon sitcoms. Also, me and my brother, what was that? My brother and I?
I don't know.
Whatever. That was another good show. Anyway.
You've watched way more Nickelodeon than I thought. I thought you weren't going to have any Nickelodeon.
Well, I was like an 80s/90s baby. What do you want from me?
At least we know he had a childhood first.
Yeah, this is enlightening. I thought you weren't going to know what we were talking about.
No, I watched Nickelodeon back in the day, man. What do you know about Stick Stickly?
I don't know nothing about Stickly.
Yeah, it's because you're a child.
You're dating us now. This Saints-Bears game will be played on Nickelodeon. And it's going to have slime and SpongeBob.
I will be watching on Nickelodeon.
I was going to wonder. Are you going to watch on Nickelodeon, Zion?
What channel are they showing it normally?
CBS. It's on CBS.
CBS is boring.
Also, producer Jasmine says Chops pronounces Nickelodeon funny.
Nickelodeon. What do you mean?
He says Nickelodeon. It's Nickelodeon.
You're dropping a D there, pal. grow up, to Young Zion. Jesus Christ.
He's the one who said pause. I didn't say pause. I don't know what even that means.
All right, back to the games here.
What channel are you guys watching this on?
On proper CBS.
You're not going to see Taysom Hill get slimed, all this kind of stuff.
I have no idea what fucking channel Nickelodeon's on Spectrum Cable.
Pop open the guide. It's easy.
No. CBS.
Zion.
I'm watching on Nickelodeon, man. So, what do you think I need to hear from? Who's calling it? Tony Romo? Oh, no, he got COVID, so he might let
it. No, he's back, I think. And it will be Romo. No, actually, I don't know who it will be.
Actually, I want Boomer back in the game. Boomer was great in that game last weekend.
You're a Boomer.
Yeah, I am actually.
Yeah, proud of it.
You think Boomer's better than Romo?
Boomer was great. He was taking shots at people. Tony Romo doesn't take shots at people.
Romo is the best. Stop.
Romo's the GOAT.
Boomer was really good.
So, I'm going to be watching this game on Nick, too. How could you not curious to watch?
I don't want to watch Mitch Trubisky on CBS. I want to watch him throwing slime ball interceptions on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
I have zero desire to watch anything on a child's network. I'm an adult. I am above the age of stupid entertainment the way YouTube are. So therefore, I'll be watching CBS.
As you just gave us like the oral history of the whole channel.
When I was like 8 years old, pal. What do you want from me?
Okay.
You think you're good now?
This is the biggest spread of the weekend. 10-point spread, I see, Adam, right?
Indeed. 9.5 right now.
Saints at home. Sean Payne's trying to quarantine 50,000 people to get him in the door. I think it might be a little late for that. I don't think he can get 50,000 people quarantined in time. He's trying. This is 10, guys? Are people forgetting what the Saints do in the playoffs? Is everybody forgetting that Kirk Cousins went into the Superdome last year and
beat them? Is Kamara playing?
No, Alvin Kamara's not. He's on pace to play. Yes, he's on pace to play.
Potentially eligible to be back on Sunday.
Goodell gave them help by putting them on Sunday. Yes.
Exactly.
So it looks like Kamara
and Michael Thomas is scheduled to be back as well.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, Saints by 50.
Really? Are we just going to ignore that the Saints are have just been terrible.
Are we going to ignore that Mitch Trubisky's on the other side trying to win a playoff game?
I mean,
very fair.
That's true. It is Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky under the spotlight. He could get away with the wins he's been getting away with. Nobody's really been watching. But now everybody's watching. The whole world is watching, buddy. And he's going to show his true colors. Saints by 50.
Adam, are you taking the 10? What are you doing? 10's a lot in a playoff game.
I have a much stronger feel on the total than I do on the spread. If you're going to make me pick against the spread, which obviously we have to for this podcast, I'm probably going to lean towards the Saints eking out a cover here. Because again, I just don't trust Trubisky. Expect him to have a turnover or two. And even though the Saints will be without the fans, it's still the Superdome. It's still a playoff scenario where they have much more experience than the Bears. And their past failures, I get that 100% chops. But let's be real here. Is the Bears defense that like intimidating in that?
No,
they haven't. Good. The Bears defense hasn't been playing.
So as long as Drew Brees doesn't look 50 years old on Sunday, I expect him to cover that number.
And even with the Saints' past playoff failures, I mean, you look at it, they should have beat the Vikings on that miracle play. And they should have won, was it 2 years ago on the pass interference?
The Rams last play, year was yeah. the pass.
Last year was the pass interference? Or 2 years?
No, not 2 years. 2 years ago, but last year was also... they said Rudolph pushed off. They got mad about
that was a bullshit call. He
like they've off. Literally been probably they've had some.
It's not all of them just choking. No, it's not. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I can't bet on Mitch Trubisky in the playoffs. I can't do it. This Bears defense isn't good enough to slow down the Saints. Drew Brees will do enough. He's getting Michael Thomas back. The only thing that could mess this game up is Sean Payton does something stupid with Taysom Hill at quarterback and he throws a pick or something stupid. That's the only way that this could go left. I'll be watching on Nick. I hope people get slimed and all that kind of stuff. And SpongeBob runs for a touchdown. I'll be watching on
Nick. Wait, Von Miller still calling the game?
What?
Who?
Did they say Von Miller's going to be on the telecast?
I missed that memo. I don't know if after this week he will. I don't... Von Miller.
If Von Miller's on the telecast this week, yikes.
Telecast. he's supposed to host a pregame show. I don't know if that's still happening.
On Nickelodeon?
Yeah, yes. He's supposed to host the pregame
show. Ironically.
Oh my Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, Google Von Miller and what happened this week.
Kids show, ironically.
Kids don't Google, so.
Let me not laugh at that, but it's a serious situation, but I mean.
I did not know that.
Very ironic.
That is ironic. He might have got pulled from that one, Zion. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yikes.
He might got pulled out of that one. Okay, moving on.
Oh, No.
Total. Oh, the total. What's your feel on the total?
This is my lock of the weekend. Take the under over 48, here.
Right?
47. I have it at 47 right now. And the reason for that lock of the week is that the total has gone over in six of the Saints' last eight home games. Those two unders, that was the game that Drew Brees got injured against the 49ers. And that was the game that Taysom Hill started against the Falcons. So hammer that over at 47.
So you're going over. Okay.
Yes.
You think the Bears, but what if it's like a...
I don't care if the Bears just... If Mr.
What if
Trubisky
this is like a 35... What if it's like a 35-7 Saints win? That's my only worry.
Just Mitch Trubisky, just give me like 13 points and I'm fine.
You might be asking for too much out of Mitch Trubisky.
Potentially.
Because the Saints defense is good. I just worry about a blowout with this total.
That's fine. But if Trubisky throws three interceptions or has three turnovers... The Saints are going to put up a shit ton of points, and I think it's a very reachable number if Trubisky at least drives him down the field a couple times.
Okay. Let's move on. Sunday Night Football. My Cleveland Browns.
Your COVID Cleveland Browns.
The COVID Browns heading to Pittsburgh without their head coach, without their starting offensive lineman, without...
Didn't the Giants play you like that? Without their coaches, without their star cornerback. So I don't want to hear no excuses.
You missing Jason Garrett is different from
missing the all-pro quarterback.
The coach of the year in the NFL. No,
Jason Garrett
Stephans is going to be the NFL coach of the year, right?
Is he? I don't think so.
Who else would get it?
Exactly. Oh, who's the
I want to give it to somebody else, but actually Sean McDermott can win it.
Sean McDermott could win it, but I think they would give it to Stefanski.
Who's the Packers coach? I forgot his name.
They are not giving it to Matt LaFleur. They're not giving it to Matt LaFleur.
Aaron Rodgers getting the MVP. Number Matt LaFleur is not getting coach of the year.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. They're not giving Matt LaFleur. When you have the MVP, has Andy Reid ever won coach of the year? I don't think so.
Like, I'm giving it to Sean McDermott over y'all.
They're not doing that. I think Kevin Stefanski. Anyways, this line was at 4.5, and then the COVID issues broke out. It's now up to 6, I think, Adam, right?
Correct.
Which is still, I thought it would go higher, Adam.
They didn't lose. Listen, losing
the Batonio hurts. Batonio hurts. I don't know how tapped in you guys are in the Browns, but he is an all pro guard. And he kind of seals it up front for that running game.
I think if he had like one more marquee player out with COVID, I think you would have seen it shoot up a little bit higher. Listen, losing your head coach sucks. That's terrible. That's going to be a major, major burden on the Browns.
Can I ask why can't they just put him in a room in the stadium by himself and just let him call the game?
Why would he travel with them with COVID?
No, travel by yourself. Put him on a plane or put him in a car by himself. He doesn't have symptoms. Let him not be by anybody.
So basically, you want to put Kevin Stefanski in a hazmat suit on the sidelines?
No, put him in a hazmat suit in the stadium up by himself somewhere and put him a headset on him and let him call the game.
That Stefanski is going to have to walk by people and be ushered by...
No, don't let anybody near him. Don't quarantine him.
It's literally impossible if he has to get in the stadium.
Why? Just don't have anybody near him.
So he's just going to walk.
You want a bubble boy situation in Heinz Field.
Yes. Bubble up Kevin Stefanski. Put him in. He's not. Put him somewhere.
No.
What did that high school coach in Mississippi do? That he was on a chairlift above calling plays?
A cherry picker, they call it?
Yeah. Put him up there. Let him call plays.
You're trying way too hard here, pal.
Yeah, way too hard.
I'm just saying, why can't we do that?
Way too hard.
This is not anti-Cleveland bias, okay?
I don't think it's anti-Cleveland.
This is COVID. This is COVID chops, buffoonery on your
club. No,
Chops thinks COVID is fake.
No, I didn't.
Chops thinks COVID is a scam.
That's not true.
Because obviously you think football is more important than the lives of
Chops people. Already had COVID. Of course he doesn't think it's a scam.
What?
I mean.
Excuse me, pal. You've been talking about your antibodies now for about 6 months.
He has.
Shout out to my antibodies. Still kicking.
Yeah, so.
I'm just saying, we could, maybe try it.
No.
So Adam, speaking of the COVID, I will say that the NFL fucked us over because they clearly had an outbreak 3 weeks ago and they just told them to play against the Jets. And when other teams that had the same amount of positive tests, the Ravens, Titans, etc., were stopped.
That's because the Ravens were doing it every week. So the Ravens,
but the Browns have been doing it for 3 straight weeks now. They could have stopped an outbreak and they didn't.
Yeah, and Chops, I agree with you in this regard because they just finally shut down the Cleveland practice facility today, Wednesday?
Yeah, after 17 people. After 17 people. That's like insane.
So while initially the news came out on Tuesday, we were clowning the Browns, but after your kind of point, it does make sense and I agree with you.
I don't think people realized that it was going on for 3 straight weeks, Like but it was like a little bit slower an outbreak. So
and also, did
care.
You get that email from the NFL today, Chops, about their
contact tracing? Yes, bro. It's like they're taunting me. You guys notice what hat I'm not wearing today. After I wore that hat.
They had a goddamn illustration they sent out to media about their contact tracing protocols. It was like a fucking graphic that was built in Photoshop in 5 seconds.
I felt like they were trolling me. Oh, I really did. I felt like Goodell was trolling me. Whatever.
All right, so I'll make the pick first. You for last. I'm going to lay the 6 points. Give me the Steelers. The Stars are back. I know defensively there are some issues, but you ready for some scintillating stats?
No.
Scintillating stat number one for this game.
14 straight losses in Pittsburgh. I already know.
Well, I wasn't even going to drop that one, but opponents are 20-11-1 against the spread against your boy, Barker Mayfield, for the past 2 seasons. Yes,
Bummy
Barker
Mayfield.
From the Progressive ad, I love when that security guard calls him Barker. That's my favorite commercial right now.
The commercials are good. Barker/Baker
is very good at the Progressive commercials. And your scintillating stat number two for this game, Browns actually finished the regular season with the point differential of minus 11, which is atrocious. Every other AFC playoff team has a point differential of plus 52.
Wait. They have a point differential over their 16 games?
Of minus 11.
Wow.
Yeah, they got blown out in two games and fucked up the point
difference. And they blew a lot of leads.
They were up 35-0 on the Titans
and
they blew the lead.
And you've been scraping by bad teams.
No, they haven't been scraping by anybody.
Yes, you have.
You make your pick. Make your pick. Make your pick. I know you want to. I'll explain why I'm making my pick. You go, Zion.
What's that Juju tick that? Corvette.
Juju had weird comments about Denzel Ward.
Juju's going to be TikToking all
did over. Did you guys – can I read Juju's quote about Denzel Ward today?
No, we do not care. Browns
– Is it inflammatory?
Over. Browns fans, it's over. To every single Browns fan listening, it's over for you. I don't want to hear from you after this week. You're going to be watching home just like me. You're going to be watching home, and then you're going to have a worse pick than us in the draft. And then the Giants will be better than you next season.
Well, every Browns fan has been watching from home, pal. So, I mean, yeah.
They have 12,000 fans.
You don't get the analogy, Adam, because you've been watching from home all your life. So you cannot relate
pal,
to
I've
me.
Actually, no, I've actually
you cannot relate
Jets
to me
games.
And Chops.
I've actually attended Jets
We've
playoff games.
We've seen playoff football.
It happened like 12 years ago, but I've actually attended Jets playoff games.
That's great.
There As a former season ticket holder who
there was no
we spent my
can
few
I,
money
can I,
on
can,
the Jets.
Okay, can I give my pick?
No.
No, we know who you're picking. You're picking the Steelers.
Wrong. The Cleveland Browns, they might not win this football game, but they're going to cover. They are going to play. Here's why. The Steelers are going to overlook them because they think what? This is going to.
How are they overlooking a division rival?
They think this is going to be a walk in the park. No head coach, COVID, all this. They're going to be like,
who
whatever, this
that?
Is going to be easy. Same old Browns. The Browns are going to they were already playing with house money. This team is going to be dangerous because they have nothing to lose now. They really have nothing to lose. No one expects them to do anything. That's a dangerous team, Adam. Zion, that is a dangerous team.
He's literally
team.
Mimicking my words from when I said the Giants were going to make the playoffs.
That's exactly what I said. A team with nothing to lose is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. I will just say that. I don't know if they win, but this game will be very close. Very, very close.
A team with a mid quarterback cannot survive in the playoffs if you do not have a top three defense. So,
well, they
well,
have a top
well
30,
said, Young Zion.
They have a top 32 defense, and it is number 32. But I will say this game is going to be very close. Very, very close. They have nothing to lose. Nick Chubb is going to have himself a day. I will say that.
I think you're glossing over the fact that y'all played them last week. And y'all played them last week when you had to win. So they've seen you when you've been in desperation mode.
Kevin Stefanski held a lot back. Nick Chubb had 13 carries in that game.
He didn't hold back, bro.
He admitted that he held stuff back, and then Cam Hayward said they clearly held stuff back. He's like, Nick Chubb barely got the ball.
Bro.
They didn't run one Baker Mayfield bootleg in that game. Baker's been the best quarterback on bootlegs this season.
Y'all showed them enough.
We'll just say
what did they beat you by early in the season? By like, wasn't it like 35-3?
38-7.
Bro. This is not
Browns got nothing to lose. That's very dangerous. That's all I'm going to say. Going to be close. It's going to be fun. Let's do the national championship game.
Whoa.
What? Total? Total. I would go over. These teams are still going to score.
I'm going to swerve here and go opposite. I'm going to take the under here, 47.5.
I mean, the Steelers are playing their quarterback. Like, the Steelers can throw deep, but they don't have a quarterback that can throw. They're going to put Mason in to throw deep because Big Ben can't throw.
Do what you
got
to do.
Mason's got a better deep ball than Ben at this point.
Again, Mason almost orchestrated the comeback last week, pal.
Mason got a better deep ball than Baker too. What are you talking about?
Baker had the best completion percentage. Baker had the best
completion percentage. He's throwing 2 yard passes.
No, for Baker had the best completion percentage for passes over 20 yards this season
because he's throwing like seven.
No, it wasn't. It was minimum 15 attempts. So nothing you said is right. So I'm right. We'll see Sunday night. Let's talk about the national championship game that might happen Monday night. Might not.
They're playing that game. Come on.
Alabama wins. Next. There's nothing else to say. Like, what do you
think? You think? I don't know. I thought Clemson. We said Clemson was going to roll Ohio State. I don't know.
Clemson.
Justin.
I thought Alabama was
going to
smoke
Here's
Clemson
all you need
too.
To know. Here's all you need to know.
What's the line, Adam? What is the line? Is it seven?
It opened at seven. It's now 7.5. Actually, you can find it 8.5 if you do some shopping. So,
easy
you know,
money.
Be diligent in where you're selecting from your sports book. But here's all you need to know. It comes down to one very simple thing.
What?
SEC versus the Big Ten. Who are you taking?
Ohio State beat Saban and Alabama in the national championship before, or in the college football playoff before, right?
In the college football semifinals.
Not that long ago, it was Cardale Jones and Zeke. And okay. I'm not even an Ohio State fan. I'm just saying they literally beat Saban before.
What
they
team has two Heisman Trophy finalists on him?
I'm not disagreeing
what
with
team
you guys.
Has multiple first-round draft picks on him?
Probably both of them.
More first-round draft picks on him.
Yeah, I don't even know because Ohio State is usually...
Ohio State usually has. Yeah, bro, you're going a little crazy.
I just built our goddamn mock draft. I know this shit right now. Alabama has way more first round draft picks than Ohio State will.
You guys, I want nothing more than Alabama to win this game. Nothing more. But if Justin Fields plays like that, I don't know. Alabama's defense gave up like 35 points to Kyle.
Justin Fields is banged up right now.
He was also on the gas or whatever they put him on to numb the pain.
Smelling salts.
Yeah. Well, according to Nick Saban's daughter, the COVID issues are fake, and they're just trying to get him healthy. So,
yeah, I would believe it. I'd very much believe it. But Alabama wins. I've been saying this all year since week one. This is the Alabama year just because. No one had enough time to build enough chemistry to beat Alabama. Like, Alabama was ready from week one to
play
the
national championship. I hope you guys are right. I really do. But
what gives you any faith that Ohio State's six games that they played, that their defense can slow down Alabama enough?
They're seventh. They just beat the fuck out of Clemson. That's what does, I think.
Okay, I never thought Clemson was on Alabama's level either.
I didn't think Clemson was either, but I didn't think that none of us thought Ohio State was going to smack them like that. Smacked them.
They did.
The Clemson defense got clowned on, completely clowned on.
They did.
Justin Fields had a career day, a career college day. So I don't anticipate him replicating that against Alabama, and I have zero faith that the Ohio State defense can slow down the
Alabama defense isn't that good either. That's what I'm trying to tell
you.
Okay,
but I'm saying I have zero faith that the Alabama offense can be slowed down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm taking Alabama. Even though it's 7.5, you have the hook involved. And again, I will go back to the most simplistic way to judge this game or to pick a winner, SEC or Big Ten.
I mean, I'm taking SEC. But whatever. Okay.
That was Big Ten versus ACC, pal.
Also, no, it was. I'm telling you, they beat Saban before. That's all.
Okay,
that's
years ago. And, you know, history you have to throw out when it comes to college because of the turnover.
Okay. All right. I can't make a pick, but I hope you guys are right.
Make a pick?
Yeah, make a
because
pick.
I'm scared. I don't know.
All right.
Be scared. A man of conviction.
Also, I need my flowers.
For what?
I smoked everybody in the straight up picks this season.
You did.
Absolutely shattered. I broke a record for most wins in complex history.
You beat the first year. Okay.
And I need some type of reward for smoking you guys. Y'all are so-called football experts. Maybe I'm the football guy, actually. Maybe I'm the football guy. Because I just smoked y'all in the standings. I need my flowers. I need my reward. First Chops needs to pay off his baseball bet. But then we're going to come up with another thing for y'all to pay off.
Let's just let it be known. I beat Adam by one game, and he picked the Steelers over the Browns week 17.
Yeah, and I came damn close to cashing in on that,
pal.
Yeah,
that was
damn close.
Well, week 16, I picked against all the teams the Browns need to lose, and it didn't go well.
Not so good strategy.
It wasn't a good strategy.
But don't gloss over the fact, when are you paying off this bet?
When Frankie Lindor gets traded, I'll don the Yankee uniform. No.
By next week, we need to see this uniform.
Okay.
By next week.
Okay. All right. Super wild card weekend. We hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be tapped in. Only one of our teams. You guys don't really have rooted interest, so.
I don't really care. UConn basketball is
oh my
is
God.
A phenomenal win against Marquette on Tuesday night. Phenomenal win. Down 18
Marquette?
Points in the second half. Yes.
Who's on Marquette?
Marquette's a gritty Big East team.
Gritty.
Excellent.
Gritty. You love saying gritty. You love gritty gutty Huskies.
Gritty gutty Huskies on Tuesday night. That's all I'm going to say.
Disgusting. John's basketball is
big matchup with Villanova disgusting. Coming up next week.
Has Duke started playing basketball again?
They play tonight.
Who are they playing?
The Boston College.
Doesn't Boston College wear masks when they play?
No, it's Boston University.
Oh,
Patriot okay. League. Shout out to the Patriot League. Shout out to Lehigh. My guy, Marcus Wilson.
I saw they got a win over Lafayette.
Yeah, you saw the half-court buzzer beater win the game. Shout out to Lehigh.
There we go.
And they won't even sniff the NCAA tournament.
No, we'll see. Probably sniff it better than UConn.
No fucking way, pal. No fucking way.
We'll see.
Danny Hurley has UConn back.
Yeah. UConn's back, baby. We'll see you guys next week for Zion's birthday episode on Tuesday. We can't wait. It's going to be a celebration.
No, nobody cares.
All right. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast.
Bye, boo.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave your reviews.
Y'all can stop doing that.
Hey, no. Boo. Hey, boo. Drop your reviews on Apple. Leave your hot takes in there. Any questions you might have for us, hit us up on Twitter. Any questions, we'll try and answer them during the show. We love y'all. As always, stay safe. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.